Today, I would like to talk to you about democracy in America. In 1835, a Frenchman named Alexis de Tocqueville wrote a book that largely ignored the Founding Fathers' ideals as they stated them in the Constitution. This is not to say that what our Founding Fathers had to say was not important at the time, but that his observation was that democracy must change to meet the needs of a changing world. Democracy was changing as business and trade was developing. In fact, he also stated that democracy has always been developing to meet the needs of changing circumstances. It really does matter what a 19th century Frenchman has to say about American democracy, because if you want to know where you are going, then you should know where you have already been. With this changing democracy in mind, there are many related attributes that can be considered when discussing American democracy. Among the most important is citizen participation. Without citizen participation, little can be done to preserve our democratic values. Citizens must be aware of what's going on in their society. Citizens must be willing to question the actions of government and not just stand by and ignore any threats to democracy. Voting rights have been hard won and should be appreciated as a duty not to be taken lightly. Citizen participation makes democracy better. Some kind of rule of law is another attribute that must be considered as most important to our democracy. If there is no accountability, then it is difficult to imagine public servant that can ensure that laws are enforced equally and fairly for everyone. No one should be above the law. We do this by respecting human rights and by appreciating the value of every person and our different values. Respecting everyone equally means that we must all learn to tolerate and accept different cultures and religions. Democracy should prioritize opportunities and education and economics for all. Differences in language and culture should not marginalize minority groups. The rule of law and respect for human rights ensures a strong democracy that works as it should. Political tolerance is another important attribute of our democracy. Our diversity is our strength in democracy. Our society is composed of many different cultures, races, religions, and ethnic groups. Often our differences can make it challenging for our society to agree upon the best possible decisions. However, the goal of democracy should be to give a voice to the minority of opposition as well. Our fragile democracy can easily be destroyed if ruling majority seek to deny the rights of minority groups. Every group should be protected and allowed to speak, even when there are disagreements. We can all learn to be more tolerant of our differences, and it is a lot easier to support those in power if they are willing to listen to other perspectives, instead of just looking out for themselves. Political tolerance and equal opportunities for all make our democracy stronger. We should all know that political history as American citizens. American citizens are all diverse people and defined largely by their support of our shared democratic ideals. Many Americans still maintain their own individual cultures and values. We should all continually ask ourselves hard questions like, what do we want from democracy? What can we agree on? And what can we do to keep our system from failing? Democracy is changing, and we must change with the times. One of the functions of government must be to adapt to a changing society. We have fought to protect our democracy in the past, and we must continue to do so every day. Let us keep in mind our most important democratic values of citizen participation, the rule of law and basic human rights, political tolerance, and equal opportunities for all. Democracy depends upon all of us to protect and defend it to our very best of our abilities. Thank you very much.